Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 94 of the Blind Bargains Cast. I'm Joe, that over there is JJ, and hey! How's it going, everyone? It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
We're done with CSUD, I think, pretty much.
Except seemed like we might have a little more audio later. Audios are up there.
That was March.
Old podcast.
That was pretty much the entire month of March. the entire CSUD, a month of CSUD. What is it to remember that for next
kind
time?
Of fine. But yeah, that because there really wasn't anything else that happened during the month of March.
No, there really wasn't.
Kind of quiet. As far as assistive technology went, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world. But
yeah.
As far as assistive technology went, kind of quiet.
Good to be back, though. You know, my bracket's not doing well in the tournament. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Who could have saw the rise of South Carolina?
Oh, man. And then if no one really thought Gonzaga was going to go this far, but there you go. I haven't even looked at the blind bargains bracket. I'll see who's winning, but I'm sure it's not me. I'm sure it's somebody else. But good to be back.
Detroit Tigers season.
Yes, that is pretty much starting as this podcast is being released. I'm very excited and good to be back, ready for a normal show, and definitely glad to be back in our normal format. And a lot of stuff going on coming up in the next few weeks and few months, so definitely stay tuned for that. But you know what? Sometimes the mainstream news gets into our show when it has reason to do so, and that starts out right here, right, with iOS 10.3.
iOS 10.3 is available now for you if you haven't already gotten it to download. It brings along wonderful things like a new file system, an Apple file system. Mm. It says to give you back some of your needed space on those lower-end iPhones with the lower-end gigabytes. And, you know, I have 256, right. So I barely noticed. But anyway, not bragging, just, you know. That's what came when I got it from Verizon.
I still have a 16 gig iPad, so I hear you there.
So
I do not have AirPods.
I do not either, but Shelly does. So if Shelly loses one of her
iPads,
she could use the Find My AirPod feature, which will cause them to kind of sort of buzz or emit a high-pitched sound, hopefully not in your ear at that time when you do it, but you can do it to help you find
if
one
you're
of them.
That person. I don't know where my
that'll be a complete surprise.
They're in my ear. They're in my
somebody
ear.
Borrowed your AirPod, you go looking for it, you know? And ow! You know? So definitely that. It brings along some of the other things like with iTunes being able to play your movies anywhere. So along with iOS
scores.
10.3 was TV, Apple TV update, Sierra update, and of course, watchOS update as well.
Cricket scores. I know this is big to you. And Premier League, and I know you were looking at that.
Not familiar with the bowler nor the Ashes at all.
Oh, okay. So as far as one quick note, I guess, as far as voiceover, before we move on, the a few different bugs have been fixed according to Apple Vis. One new one dealing with 3D touch, and apparently it's not always revealing the menus as they should. So,
and since most of us forget that even exists, I don't know that is a huge bug. Although I have actually started to use 3D touch on the camera icon. I have it down in my dock, and if you do peak pop or whatever the hell it's called onto the icon on 3D touch to the camera, you can actually get it to come up and show you things like take a selfie. There you go, Jay. You can totally take a selfie when you need to. Absolutely. Or take a picture or take video, which I think is really helpful if you don't want to actually go into the camera. You just want to do one of those quick snapshots.
Yes, a lot going on with mobile and iOS 10.3 on your various devices. Mobile is one of those things that, well, it's been in our lives for several years, but when it comes to the standards and the acronyms that make websites or help make them more accessible for us, mobile is just now coming into the fold there.
Mm, true. And that thing that's always fun to say,
WCAG. Here we go again with it. No, not playing the song again. We already did that once. Not dropping it again.
Did you see that someone had done that at karaoke? That CSUN this year.
Was it David McDonald that did
just remember that someone was actually singing the WCAG song to a crowd.
Web content accessibility guideline 2.1, and then 2.1 is going to bring these things like mobile and things like touch screens and how you might interact in your website with a touch screen and things that weren't really around when 2.0 was released, 8 or 9 years ago now? So
yeah,
it's definitely
Seems trippy. I mean, the iPhone hits 10 years old and it wasn't the first touchscreen phone. So,
right. Yeah. And then, but it was 2009, I think, or so when it became accessible for the first people. And so, I mean, definitely as someone who does mobile web testing and fair amount, you know, a lot of times you're kind of just going off of guidelines or user preferences, and there certainly aren't the same standards there as there are for desktop. So these things are needed and kind of just update more modern things that happen on web pages, like, you know, web 2.0 apps and keyboard input and things like that. So definitely these are important. So
you're saying it's 2.1 is one better than web 2.0. I like that. That's a nice kind of, okay. No. All right. Just me.
Yeah. All right. It's okay. I mean, lots of updates coming out this week. You might've, did you get the update for iOS 10.3?
I may have gotten the update for iOS 10.3. iOS 10.3 is available now for you if you haven't already gotten it to download. It brings along wonderful things like a new file system, an Apple file system. It says to give you back some of your needed space on those lower-end iPhones with the lower-end gigabytes. And, you know, I have 256, so I barely noticed. But anyway, not bragging, just, you know. That's what came when I got it from Verizon.
Okay.
That's
I still have a 16 gig iPad, so I hear you there. I do not have AirPods.
I do not either, but Shelly does. So if Shelly loses one of her, she could use the Find My AirPod feature, which will cause them to kind of sort of buzz or emit a high-pitched sound, hopefully not in your ear at that time when you do it, but you can do it to help you find one
person,
of them
that beat me. I don't know where my AirPods are. Oh, they're in my ear.
That'll be a complete surprise. Like,
they're in my ear.
Somebody borrowed your AirPod, you go looking for it, you know, and it's like, ow! You know? So definitely that. It brings along some of the other things, like with iTunes being able to play your movies anywhere. So along with iOS 10.3 was a TV, Apple TV update, Sierra update, and of course, Watch OS update as well.
Cricket scores. I know this is big to you. Premier League and... I know you were looking at
not familiar with the bowler nor the ashes all.
One quick note, I guess, as far as voiceover before we move on. A few different bugs have been fixed according to AppleVis. One new one dealing with 3D touch, and apparently it's not always revealing the menus as they should. So,
and since most of us forget that even exists, I don't know that is a huge bug. Although I have actually started to use 3D touch on the camera icon. I have it down in my dock, and if you do peek, pop, or whatever the hell it's called, onto the icon on 3D touch to the camera, you can actually get it to come up and show you things like take a selfie. There you go, Jay. You can totally take a selfie when you need to. Absolutely. Or take a picture or take video, which I think is really helpful if you don't want to actually go into the camera. You just want to do one of those quick snapshots. Continuing the theme of whole numbers with points and other numbers behind them, TalkBack has its public beta now available. We had heard a little bit about this particular thing at CSUN as well, and all the different earcons, those audio sounds on Android, those are now
new earcons available.
I'm just all confused between AirPods, iPods,
earcons,
icons.
No,
it's just too much. Too much.
You know, okay, fine. Let's help with the sanity. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I did a thing on Twitter with the update. Let's just play a few seconds of that so you can hear what these new earcons sound like.
Top features. Average rating, 4.0. Show navigation door button. Navigation menu. Navigation. My apps and game movies. Music. Play store. My apps and games. My apps and games.
Here's my list of apps.
App. Chrome Dev. App. Reap. App. Capital One. App. Dark Star. App. Facebook. Double tap to activate. App. Google. App. Google Home. Star. App, Google Play Music, app, Google TalkBack, star rating, 4.0, installed.
Yes, much more palatable and definitely, you know, I've seen maybe 95% positive comments on this and 5% negative. Incidentally, there's an app out now called Audix. If you actually want to just go hog wild and create your own sound scheme and be geeky like that, you can do that with Android now, which is kind of cool for the people who like doing that type of thing. Verbosity. You can control that a lot more now. You can have high and low and custom levels. See if you want to hear in list, out of list, or you don't want to hear the hints, or you don't want to hear even the roles of things like checkbox and button. You can turn all that on or off now with 5.2, and then a few other bug fixes as well. But for me, it's the earcons. That's honestly the thing that I noticed the most, don't you think?
That was the thing you most will interact with other than web views.
It's the first thing you notice, right? And of course, yeah, web views, when they were updated in the web views were a big deal. And that certainly was a huge update. And this is, you know, this is one of those things that, yes, the people notice the sounds and they're a lot more palatable. So really cool to see that. And the we're starting to get some leaks on Android O and what that might be. There might there talk Come of finally on. Being a global.
Oreo. I want Oreo.
You want Oreo?
I want to say you don't want to say that Orange the phone Julius? Is running Oreo. So
Orange oh, Julius.
No. What you want Ovaltine as well?
Okay. Yes. Android Ovaltine. That's what I want.
Yes. Right. To get the seniors involved.
You know. Ovaltine. Yes. Android's a lot
oatmeal,
more.
Right. You want
Android oatmeal.
Oatmeal breakfast cream.
Great. Android's a lot more innovative with their names of the new versions. When it comes to iOS, well, it's just numbers, right? You know, and then the new one, 10.3.
No, like 10.3 is available now for you if you haven't already gotten it to download. It brings along wonderful things like a new file system, an Apple file system. It says to give you back some of your needed space on those lower end iPhones with the lower end gigabytes. And I have 256, so I barely noticed. But anyway, not bragging, just, you know, that's what came when I got it from Verizon. That's
okay.
That's
I still have a 16 gig iPad, so I hear you there.
So you get some of that back.
I do not have AirPods.
I do not either, but Shelly does. So if Shelly loses one of her,
and she could use this.
She could use the Find My AirPod feature, which will cause them to kind of sort of buzz or emit a high pitched sound. Hopefully not in your ear at that time when you do it, but you can do it to help you find one of them. That'll be a complete surprise. Like somebody borrowed your AirPod and you go looking for it, you know, ow, you know. So definitely that. It brings along some of the other things like with iTunes being able to play your movies anywhere. So along with iOS 10.3, Apple TV update, Sierra update, and of course, WatchOS update as well.
Cricket scores. I know this is big to you. Premier League and...
I am not familiar with the bowler nor the Ashes at all.
Oh, okay. So as far as... one quick note, I guess, as far as voiceover before we move on. The... a few different bugs have been fixed according to AppleVis. One new one dealing with 3D touch, and apparently it's not always revealing the menus as they should. So,
and since most of us forget that even exists, I don't know that that is a huge bug. Although I have actually started to use 3D touch on the camera icon. I have it down in my dock, and if you do peek, pop, or whatever the hell it's called onto the icon on 3D touch to the camera, you can actually get it to come up and show you things like take a selfie. There you go, Jay. You can totally take a selfie when you need to. Absolutely. Or take a picture or take video, which I think is really helpful if you don't want to actually go into the camera. You just want to do one of those quick snapshots. Once more, back to the whole number releases. Android 6.0 gets the Google Assistant. Those are that are in the family of 6.0, which is still a lot of phones running Marshmallow and above are playing around with the Most Google Assistant.
Most of your current flagships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than what we're learning about the Galaxy S8, we'll get to that in a second. But for the moment, one of the other things that also came down through the pipe is Google Home will actually now let Google Assistant kind of take ahead. If you want to leave yourself a reminder and you had a Google Assistant device in the room with your Google Home would always take over. And there are certain things in Google Home for some reason that don't work as they do on your phone. So some people are getting very frustrated for those who lived in the Google universe where the Google Assistant phone wouldn't be able to do everything. Like if you, well, you even heard it on our show, Scott talked about having to leave the room and having to talk to his phone in another room in order to get Google Home not to intercept. Well, that's been fixed. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, good. I love it when I hear about news from you that I didn't even realize is new. That's great. Because that's honestly annoyed me quite a bit. So that's a really good thing.
It was pretty huge. And Google Home itself has actually had a lot of updates just recently. They're up to something like 146 services. There have been some more things with IFTTT.
Harmony Hub.
There is a lot of Harmony connections.
It's coming to the UK now as well. For people who are international listeners, you want to reason do that.
Or have waited to buy one of these devices, now you have too. You have the Amazon family as well as now Google Home, which of course I immediately sent to Steve Nutt.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And always good. And maybe he'll buy one. Of course, £129 over there, which It's a little more than $129, I believe. I know it's evened out a little bit, but we'll see.
We could ask Google Home.
We could ask Google Home. Hey, Google. No, I guess not.
No?
No, hey, it's not going to answer for me.
What is 129 pounds in U.S. dollars?
One United States dollar is approximately 93 euro cents.
That what isn't is what I asked for, but okay. Apparently,
what did she tell you? It's like way in the background.
$1 is equal to 93 euros, 90.93 euros. So 93 cents or something to that effect.
So
it's all in the phrasing with Google Home, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that she doesn't know. It's that I don't know what to ask her in order to get the right answer. That's part of my problems. So,
one of the cool things about Google Home, as we mentioned at the top of this little blip, news blip, is now it's on a lot more phones. So it's on my Galaxy S7 now, which is cool. It wasn't there before. So for instance, if you're listening to the Blind Bargains cast, you can now hold down the home button and you can say, skip back 30 seconds.
To that effect.
So
it's all in the phrasing with Google Home, ladies and gentlemen. It's not that she doesn't know. It's that I don't know what to ask her in order to get the right answer. That's part of my problems.
One of the cool things about Google Home, as we mentioned at the top of this little blip, news blip, is now it's on a lot more phones. So it's on my Galaxy S7 now, which is cool. It wasn't there before. So for instance, if you're listening to the Blind Bargains cast, you can now hold down the home button and you can say, skip forward 30 seconds.
You can learn on this here podcast.
Well, we have a packed show coming up, including, I think, some tips and then some other some email and also some news on the latest version of iOS that we didn't get a chance to get through in the news segment. So stay tuned for much more on episode 94 of the Blind Bargains cast.
The Franklin Language Master LM6000 SE is one of the most modern and versatile tools out there for doing such things as looking up definitions of words, finding synonyms of words with a thesaurus, and wasting time in class by playing hangman, word train, and anagrams. But before you can do any of these things, you need to make sure your Franklin Language Master LM6000 SE is actually working. And today I'm going to show you a few tricks. Of course, one of the most obvious ways of knowing that your Language Master is fully functional is by turning it on, by simply pressing the power button.
Ready.
However, we can go a little bit further. If you type the following using the keyboard, you can get a sound test. This is hyphen, 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 P. I'm going to do that now.
Hyphen, 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 P.
Ah! I think it's working!
Yep, it's working. Yep, still working. Continuing to work. Uh-huh.
Ready.
And here's another useful test. Triple hyphen N.
Hyphen, 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 N.
Well, okay, I don't actually know what that's supposed to do. I don't even know if that's useful, but hey, you can kind of hear the noise of the processor. I guess that means the processor's working, except, of course, we already knew that because it was talking.
Ready.
Of course, you can also make sure it's fully functional by accessing the demo, and to do this, you type double hyphen demo.
Hyphen, hyphen, D-E-M-O. Welcome to the special edition. Let me show you what I can do. Let's look up the definition of harpsichord.
Yep.
Ready.
Seems everything's in order. So the next time you go to class looking for something interesting to do, just, triple hyphen P and turn the thing up and see if people run out of the classroom.
Send your tips to feedback@blindbargains.com.
It's your turn to sound off. Email feedback@blindbargains.com or tweet us @blindbargains.
Welcome back to episode 94 of the Blind Bargains cast. Heading over to sound off, we got an email in from Snow Bunny who writes, hey, have you heard about the latest in the Apple iOS world? And 10.3 has come down the pike, and I would say, yes, it's true. iOS 10.3 is available now for you if you haven't already gotten it to download. It brings along wonderful things like a new file system, an Apple file system. Mm. It says to give you back some of your needed space on those lower-end iPhones with the lower-end gigabytes, and, I have 256, right. So I barely noticed, but anyway, not not bragging, just, you know, that's what came when I got it from Verizon. That's
I still have a 16 gig iPad, so I hear you there. So I do not have AirPods.
I do not either, but Shelly does. So if Shelly loses one of her AirPods, she could use the Find My AirPod feature, which will cause them to kind of sort of buzz or emit a high-pitched sound, hopefully not in your ear at that time when you do it, but you can do it to help you find one of them.
If you're that person. I don't know where my AirPods are. That'll
be a complete surprise.
They're in my ear. They're in my ear.
Somebody borrowed your AirPod, you go looking for it, you know, and ow! You know? So definitely that. It brings along some of the other things, like with iTunes being able to play your movies anywhere. So along with iOS scores. 10.3 was TV, Apple TV update, Sierra update, and of course Watch OS update as well.
Cricket scores. I know this is big to you in Premier League, and I know you were looking into that.
Not familiar with the bowler nor the Ashes all.
Oh, okay. So as far as one quick note, I guess, as far as voiceover, before we move on, the a few different bugs have been fixed according to AppleVis. One new one dealing with 3D touch, and apparently it's not always revealing the menus as they should. So,
and since most of us forget that even exists, I don't know that that is a huge bug. Although I have actually started to use 3D touch on the camera icon. I have it down in my dock, and if you do peak pop or whatever the hell it's called onto the icon on 3D touch to the camera, you can actually get it to come up and show you things like take a selfie. There you go, Jay. You can totally take a selfie when you need to. Absolutely. Or take a picture or take video, which I think is really helpful if you don't want to actually go into the camera. You just want to do one of those quick snapshots. It's been a wild show full of all sorts of information about your favorite stuff, and we will have even more information about your favorite stuff in episode 95. We've got some things planned up to the big 3-month run into the summer conventions. And remember that the summer conventions will be in two parts this year, so there is a very good possibility that what you just observed in March probably will happen again in July, where it'll be the month of conventions. Yes.
Yeah. Lots of stuff also, going on. And go ahead.
Well, what's your stuff? What stuff
my
do you have?
What's my stuff? I mean, we do have a lot coming up. We had a lot of news going on this week, so we had a really packed show with all the news headlines and everything. So we weren't able to get to everything. So we do have we'll have some more stories coming up. Actually, some more coverage from the other shows. CTE BVI coming up in future shows, and a couple user submitted tips and things. So definitely cool. And then also we'll definitely keep you up to date on I think iOS 10.3 is coming out soon. So check on
that. Definitely stay tuned for that. There is some information that we have with interviews in the wings, as well as talk about the Xbox update that just dropped as well. So lots of updates, including Windows 10 creators update, which is going RTM even as we speak.
RTM?
Release to manufacturing.
You're the one that's always telling me, "Oh, we can't. We gotta make sure we keep it simple."
this is true, and I don't even think they use RTM anymore. I think they've actually changed that.
I don't know RTM.
Well, yeah, there is that. That is a whole another show for a whole another time. A little bit. Oh, and by the way, Jay, new Doctor Who. Just saying, season 10, April. Gonna happen.
Yeah, Google skip ahead 30 seconds.
RANGERSTATION.
If you want to contact AT Guys, you can go to atguys.com, or you can get us on Skype at AT Guys. That's not a throwback. We really do have a Skype, which actually just forwards to our phone number. So, but hey, you know, it's there. 269-216-4798. And of course,
you're lamenting the loss of Google Talk.
Oh, it's okay. You can text that number as well, and we will see it because we're a modern, you know, corporation, LLC or whatever.
This is true. So you got me to use that thing last month.
Slack.
Is true.
You know,
that actually did work out for our team communication.
It works great. I got an email from them. Your posts have been way down. I'm like, yeah, because there hasn't been a conference. There's been like five posts the past week.
Exactly. When we have just wait in 3 months, it'll be right back up again. We promise. Yeah, it will happen.
It's been pretty dead. Maybe we'll have to start a conversation on there and see.
We'll start a conversation around Easter. Yeah, there we go. That'll work out great.
Okay.
Easter egg on Slack.
There's a couple of us we're talking about. Not much. Oh, you can do blind bargains.
Maybe iOS 10.3.
Yeah, iOS 10.3. Yeah, but that was a little bit. We tried to figure out how we're going to cover that, if we're going to actually talk about that in a podcast.
That was true. We talked about that.
Yeah, we need to figure out if we're going to cover.
Really weird. Right, my conversations have started to actually, you know, there's actually a snooze, which is really awesome in Slack. I love that feature. Yeah. It's great.
It's kind of feel like I'm just hearing the same things over and over, though. I don't know.
I know, but that's the echo chamber of our community. Right. In general, everyone is,
you right? keep retweeting each other, and you're repeating what I'm yes. saying. And I'm repeating what you're saying. But you know,
did you see that tweet? I'm the one who tweeted it. Yeah. No, that doesn't happen amongst us.
You heard about that story? Yeah. You
sent it. Yeah. I did.
That's great.
No, it's even worse feedback. If you or Scott wrote it, because they. Yeah, I'm the one who wrote that story. It's
like, you hear about that story that you wrote?
No, it was really funny. Somebody walked up to Ricky at one of the parties in San Diego and went, "You're the Ricky of the Ricky Morning Wake Up Songs that I tweet."
That's great.
I was like, wow, you're known for something completely different now, Ricky. That's awesome.
You are the same person too. Feedback at blindbargains.com. You can tweet us at blindbargains. And yeah, Ricky's going to be in the Ricky is the voice of a forthcoming AT Guys product. I know that was for a tease.
This is true.
Yeah. Yep. It's scary, isn't it? You're going to end up on one of these things. That's me. I'm on the device.
Oh, well, she is so excited about it. No, that is that. No, she's really thrilled about it. The people often go, "Man, that is an amazing voice." I said, "Yeah, you should really hear it. Order pizza. It's totally different when you're all the time."
There was a time, I'm not sure if Patrick ever did this, but there was the thought of doing like the Patrick Perdue talking watch. Like you could actually not like, not like Steve's talking clock or whatever,
but
like
an actual watch on your arm.
Yeah. The actual watch, you know, with
nobody will put me on a piece of hardware. I'll just break it. Like I do all the hard drives.
This is true.
Just one recording you saying crash. It's dead.
The time is head crash PM.
That's Patrick Perdue. Thanks so much for producing
error,
this as well as all
error. Non-sequitur error.
Thanks to Pat. Thanks to Noel and stuff for doing the CSUN stuff. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we're going to move on to episode 95 next week. So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you.
Happy April Fools, everyone.
Oh, is that what? Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
See you next time. Bye.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.
This is the end of side A of cassette number 1. Please turn to side B.